Good morning. I'm Grace David with news from the Archdiocese of Milwaukee Catholic Schools. Our Catholic high schools have fantastic things going on this fall. From athletics to musicals to elementary school recruitment, there are many moving pieces and passionate people representing our high school youth. Here are some notable events for you to know. On September 13th, Mayor Tom Barrett proclaimed it Mesmer Catholic Schools Day in Milwaukee. The schools were celebrating Founders Day and the official beginning of their 90th year at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church, where Mesmer High School was first founded. Throughout the day, students and staff planted trees in honor of their founders at their current campuses, Mesmer High School, Mesmer St. Rose, and Mesmer St. Mary. On Friday, September 16th, Dominican High School held their annual Night Walk. Their goal was to raise $50,000 to support various projects, including $20,000 for campus ministry retreats. They surpassed their goal and raised $55,000. Divine Savior Holy Angels High School will soon begin their Dash-a-thon. The Dash-a-thon is the only student-led fundraiser that directly supports the cost of their DSHA education. Their goal is to raise $75,000. In true philanthropic spirit, each student makes her own gift to help meet her quota. Dash-a-thon Day begins with the assembly of students dressed in theme in the gym. Senior leaders prepare the student body for their 7-mile walk or run. The students earn a much-needed afternoon of rest. Incentives include prizes for top individual fundraisers, top homeroom fundraisers, a school-wide movie day, and an extra day off on the Monday following Thanksgiving. And finally, our superintendent, Dr. Kathleen Sapolka, just received an award from the Sisters of the Divine Savior as their 2016 Woman of Faith. On September 15th, Dr. Sapolka was presented with the award for her unrivaled commitment to Catholic education and faith-inspired vision to launch Seton Catholic Schools this year. Congratulations, Dr. Sapolka, and thank you for all that you do for Catholic education. Now with a look at some of the stories you'll find in this week's Catholic Herald and at CatholicHerald.org. Layla Peterson was sitting on her grandfather's lap when a stray bullet ripped through the front wall of his house and killed the 5-year-old girl. Now, Northwest Catholic School has honored their deceased student with a peace garden in hopes it will remind all people to speak and act peacefully. Read about the garden and its message in this week's Catholic Herald and at CatholicHerald.com. If the words parish merger frighten you, be sure to read how two parishes in Port Washington and one in Saukville have amicably become one as St. John the 23rd Parish in Port Washington. Learn how and why the process worked and why parishioners are excited about their future in this week's Catholic Herald and at CatholicHerald.org. In the Catholic Herald's cover story, learn why a 7x7 painting that adorns a corridor at St. John the Baptist School in Plymouth is important not only to the school, but to the artist who painted it. There's a lot more in this week's Catholic Herald and at CatholicHerald.org. Take time to read all of it. And don't forget, staff members from the Catholic Herald will be on hand October 15th to greet you at the Souls for Catholic Education Walk. Be sure to stop by our booth, say hello, and register to win a great prize basket. Until next week, this is Grace David. Thank you for listening. We now return you to Living Our Faith with Archbishop Lestecky.